This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Not too bad here this week on Auto World. Hey, welcome, everybody. Welcome to Auto World. Good to have you along, everybody, to join me in the Auto World's news studio. Oh, yeah, I walked down, got out of the greasy garage studio and climbed into the news studio. A lot of them, I didn't know he had a newsroom. Oh, yeah, we got a newsroom. Why? Why are we in the newsroom this week here on Auto World? Oh, we got a lot of news to get to. We've been doing that all the first hour, of course. Second hour, we got some more news to get to. Auto World news, that is, to help you understand what is out in front of you outside your windscreen, your windshield. Yeah, see, two different names for the same thing. I'm Mark Evans, your host, the guy with a lot of oil in his veins. That's what I have. I don't have blood, I have oil. What weight, you say? Well, what weight? The first guy, he's smiling in the first row. He's saying, what weight you got there, Mark? Well, I've got usually triple lot, 000. What? They make such a thing? They do. And I've got some in my blood. I mean, my veins. It's real thin. That's why it goes through my veins. Yes, they do triple lot, 000. Why and who? How come? Ferraris. Ferraris is one of the brands. Koenigsegg is another brand they use the triple lot in. See, the oil word, the numbers mean that basically the higher the number, the thicker it is. The lower the number, the thinner it is. So can't you just wait for the negative or minus 000, and then we go minus 001, etc.? Oh, that's getting thinner than water. Why do we have that? Well, see, you need to get your engine, folks, in your auto world, it needs oil. And it needs lubrication in order for it to spin, to rotate. And so that clearance in there called oil galley, and I can get pretty technical. I don't need to, but just like our veins in our body are only so big, and if you get too thick of oil in your body called blood, you get a clot, and all of a sudden you have a heart attack, etc. You have bad health. Same thing with your engine. So with that said, the longer you go without changing your oil on your engine, the more your oil, whatever number you're running, 530, 1040, 2050, whatever, 2020, straight 20, doesn't matter. Even your lawnmower, straight 30, doesn't matter. What happens is the longer you run it without changing it, getting rid of it, putting new in, the more goo you're going to get. Because it breaks down. It turns back into tar, turns back into basically crude oil, goes back into the ground, which you're not putting it there, I hope. Don't pour your waste oil if you're changing your oil yourself. On that back fence post, you're contaminating the ground. Take it to the Quick Lube. The Quick Lube will take it for free. I know the auto parts stores also take the waste oil for free. I know some of the garbage collectors take the waste oil for free, too, if you're changing your own oil. Anyway, I kind of got off track, and that's that track, you know. We got to stay on the right track. Why? Because the train's left the station here in Auto World, and you're on it. Thanks for being here. Good to have you along. First and foremost, you're the star on all of our great affiliates out throughout the world. A lot of them, and I do appreciate each and every one of you tuning in each week here on Auto World. With that said, be a part of the show. 855-660-4261 is our number since 1992. And our email here, reach me at any time. Whenever's good with you. We're live right now. That email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, that said, some of you have made some comments to me through email about, well, I tried to call and I couldn't get in. Well, you're listening to me on a delayed station. That means that some of our good affiliates only have a good, great slot during lunchtime. Boy, I'm proud of that because that's prime time. Each and every hour is prime time. I don't care if you're listening to me at 3 o'clock in the morning because, see, you're listening. That's prime time. But if you do call in on that number I keep suggesting and you don't get an answer, that means you're listening on a delayed station. And I just want to throw out again, my email's fresh at all times, and you can get a hold of me. So if you got a car question, truck question, a life question about your auto world, I can help you. That's what I've done for over 40 years. And so with that said, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, I welcome you to that. And I also welcome you to Auto World Podcast. At any time, you can go back. If you didn't catch it the first time, you can go listen to the second time and get it. So with that said, let's get on with the second hour. Definitely. We're going to do a happy birthday to a gentleman, a little history about him here on Auto World, and we're going to be talking about it happened. Oh, it happened. Oh, this weekend it happened. Wait till you hear about what happened. And also, we're going to get to your emails. I got some emails. We're going to go to the email bag. And definitely some trivia. Auto World little car fact. The poor man's Bugatti. Yes. Well, first and foremost, trivia. I like trivia. Did you know? This is a little trivia for you. 1919, that was a couple years ago, wasn't it? 1919 was the first gasoline tax that was introduced by Oregon. Oh, my God. 1919, the first gasoline tax from Oregon. Thanks, Oregon. Wasn't too much of an exciting hand clap, was it? No. Well, it started back in 1919, that gas tax, and ever since then, we got to have some kind of tax, don't we? Because if we don't, we won't have any freeways to drive our pink Cadillac on. So we got to have some taxes to keep those freeways up. You think about the asphalt that's out there on our roads and of course, the concrete, but let's talk about asphalt because most of the freeways are asphalt. As you know, the trucks are on the freeway at all times. That's giving those big, huge tires that are rolling all the time, just like a train track. And in fact, yes, the weight it squishes the asphalt down, and you got a track there. So we got to continuously keep building that so the water doesn't settle into the track, because then again, do you have the right tires on your ride to basically discard the sewage called water? And as you know, those big trucks are leaking a little bit of oil, antifreeze probably, and let's just put a little icing on the cake and call some brake fluid in there too. Well, what happens is, next thing you know, you're riding down the freeway with the asphalt that's it's raining now, and now, oh, is it snowing? Oh, now you're in the train track, and boy, I know you've been there, done that. You're trying to get out of that train track, call those tire ruts from the trucks. So we need some tax, don't we? To keep those roads going for us so we can go fast. Oh, yeah, fast. Oh. Talking about going fast. Oh, let's do it. Happy birthday to you. Happy B-Day, A.J. Foyt, 86 years old. The man, the legend. Got to meet him in Las Vegas at the SEMA show one year. Got to get a great interview with him. Got him behind the microphone, and it was quite exhilarating, excitement to the point of no return. A.J. Foyt, if you don't know A.J. Foyt, you might have, actually a lot of you might have know A.J. Foyt because of the Indianapolis 500. Well, he's a retired auto racing driver, of course, raced numerous motorsports, folks. Open wheel racing, including of course, the United States Automobile Club, Champ Cars, Sprint Cars when he first started out, the midget cars, of course. He raced stock cars, NASCAR, of course. He won several major sports car racing events. He holds the USAC career wins record, 159 victories. And the American Championship racing career wins record was 67 of them. Of course, he's the only driver to win the Indianapolis 500. He won four times, The Daytona 500, of course, he won. The 24 Hours of Daytona, he won. The 24 Hours of Le Mans, he won. Foyt even won the International Race of Champions on All-Star Racing Series in 1976 and 1977. In the NASCAR stock car circuit, a lot of you might not have known that he was in NASCAR, but he was. He won the 1964 Firecracker 400, and in 1972, the Daytona 500. Foyt survived three major crashes, folks, that caused serious injuries to his body back in the day and narrowly escaped a fourth that almost got him, but he escaped. Foyt's success has led to an introduction in numerous motorsports Hall of Fame. So with that, I could go on. He's in the IRL. He raced in a kart. He goes on and on and on. Happy birthday, A.J. Foyt. Good to have you along for the ride. Thanks for giving us the ride. We're going to be right back in the newsroom here at the Auto World Plaza live from Boise, Idaho. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
See if I can give Ben Vaughn a call. Well, Ben Vaughn, he recorded a whole entire music CD album in a 65 AMC Rambler. Sounded just like that little guitar fiddling. I wonder if what Ben's been doing. I got to give him a call. Hey, anyway, welcome back to Auto World from the newsroom. Went down the hall. That's right. This week I went down the hall in the newsroom because we have so much news to get out there to you here on Auto World from the Auto World Plaza live from Boise, Idaho. And second hour of AW, and I forgot to tip. I got to get the open sign out. I got to get up.
There we go.
I'm going to put 6 screws in it this time. There, it's up. Okay. Oh, I better turn that on air light on. Electrofuted. I love a neon light where it says I'm on air. Hey, good to have you along. Always, always pleasure to have you with us. Help you fix your cars. Help you have a little bit of, well, hopefully you learn something each and every week with me. I'm Mark Evans, your host. The second hour here on Auto World, we're going to get to that new company. What? From General Motors? Oh, yeah. And then we have a brand makeover we're going to talk a little bit about here on the second hour. But most of all, folks, I want to make sure that you know you're the star of the show. You really are. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here, too. All of us together make a great Auto World team. So please, give me a call. You can call anytime. During the show, even after the show, wake up that telephone number. 855-660-4261. That's since 1992. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is my email. It's good each and every minute of your sleeping, waking hours. I want to help you make sure that I can maybe hopefully get you down the right road when it comes to the repair. Questions about if I should or shouldn't buy a new car. Where should I go get rid of my old car? I had a really good question earlier this week from a gentleman here in the Boise, Idaho area about my car smashed and they're taking it over there and what happens after that. And that's what it's all about. After 40 plus years of living it, I can kind of get you down the road and get you ahead of what you might not know what's going on. So you're welcome to email me at any time. We're going to get to your emails also. You get these cars fixed. That's what it's about. Oh, yeah, but first, this news about General Motors. What? News from the newsroom here at Auto World Plaza. That's right, General Motors. I don't know if you did hear this, but they have another name they're opening the door on called Bright Drop. Bright Drop. And what is it? It's the commercial EV van segment of General Motors. That's right. It's legit. It's going. General Motors, Bright Drop. They actually have an order for 500 of these commercial EV vans from FedEx. Wow. Now, with that said, so FedEx is going to have some, many know those FedEx vans are delivering near presents constantly, of course, because of the COVID-19. We're staying home a lot more now, being safe and being healthy. And I do welcome you to do that, please, because you can join me here each and every week on Auto World. So General Motors called Bright Drop. Commercial EV vans coming your way. I don't know if they're going to be able to sell them to FedEx at this time, but they might be available for us. So if you've got a floral business maybe out there or a company that you're owning and operating that you're thinking, well, I own an EV right now, a Toyota Prius or a Tesla, or I could go on with a lot of other brands, a Nissan Leaf. There's a lot of EVs out there on the market, and you want to go into your commercial van side. Bright Drop. Google it. Find out what that's all about. Hey, meanwhile, General Motors, too, by the way, they're coming your way. They're going to have 30 more EVs available. That's right. 30 more models under the General Motors name. Electronic vehicles, EVs, coming your way next year. So stay tuned for that. That'll be fun to talk about, get you some great information on it. But first, let's get back to, we got to get to this. What? I talked a little bit about it happened. What happened? Well, it happened this week. Oh, yeah. This weekend, actually, from Mecum Auctions, folks. The number, $5.94 million for one car. Whose car? I said $5.94 million. Whose car? It's a Cobra. Make one guess. There's only one gentleman. When it gets right down to that Cobra, that it's worth $5.94 million on the auction block. That's right, Carroll Shelby. One of his personal cars that he had. Mecum sold it this weekend from Carol Shelby, of course. It's a very, well, one of only five 427 Cobras originally finished in the charcoal gray. They sold it on the block, got 5.94, and it was very exciting to watch and see. I don't know if you got a chance on the internet, go to MeekumAuctions.com, and I don't know if you did see that or not, but ground up, concourse restoration completed in 2019. To exactly the 1965 specifications completed by a renowned Cobra Restorers. Legendary motor car company did it. Original body and chassis, aluminum head, 427. Oh, 1965, 427, folks. Charcoal gray. Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful car. Well, it should be for $5.94 million. Now, at the end of that auction, I was watching, they had basically quite a bit of bidders, but when it got up to the real money, you know, when you're talking in the millions, at the very end of it, there was only two of them bidding up against each other. It was quite interesting to watch. One of the crown jewels of Carol Shelby's personal collection, of course, in 1965, Shelby 427 Cobra CSX 3178, to be a matter of fact. It was owned by Carol Shelby from the day it was assembled in March of 1966 until its passing in May of 2012. One of the first five of the 427 Cobras finished in gorgeous charcoal gray, of course. The car arrived at Shelby's LAX facilities with a black interior and without an engine and transmission like all Cobras did back in the day. The Shelby American Work Order specified build 427 Street Cobra. Well, it was opened in January 7th in 1966 and closed on March 3rd. It was shipped to Carol Shelby's Dallas home, sporting a 427 with dual quads. Oh, yeah, I'd put some fuel down the throat of that bad boy. And a top four-speed top loader transmission. And a little bit of story, and I really do want to, yeah, let's do it. Yes, 5.94 million dollars for that bad boy. Congratulations to Cleo, his wife, and the family for getting that. And great people, Cleo and Carol. Of course, Carol's passed away. And a quick story, I got to meet my first time broadcasting live down at Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance with the McGuire's group, Barry McGuire and the group. And it was kind of an experimental thing, broadcasting. I took the radio show down there, and Barry McGuire says, would you like to interview Carol Shelby? Well, you know, I almost fell to the ground. I literally almost fell to the ground. I said, yes. and that's when the cotton mouth started, the sweaty palms all started. But, yeah, I'll never forget the day Carol Shelby was on outside the McGuire suite talking to me on one telephone on the Evergreen, and the other telephone was sitting on the other Evergreen as I talked to Carol Shelby live to do that radio interview. Well, I need to dig into the archives and see if we can't find that. That'll be fun. Anyway, congratulations. When we come back, oh, we're going to read your emails. Get ready. We'll be right back with more popcorn. Put some butter on that popcorn.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A significant security presence continues around state capitol buildings and the U.S. Capitol in D.C. including National Guard troops, state troopers, and SWAT officers, along with bomb-sniffing dogs, in anticipation for potential violence leading up to Wednesday's inauguration. Convicted murderer and famed music producer Phil Spector is dead at 81. Spector was serving a 19-year prison sentence for murdering actor Lana Clarkson in 2003. The Department of Corrections in California says Spector died at a hospital of natural causes. The death toll from Friday's 6.2 magnitude earthquake in Indonesia has reached at least 73. More than 800 were injured and 27,000 people sent fleeing their homes. Rescuers continuing to find bodies in the rubble with the use of heavy equipment. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Oh, this buttered popcorn. Isn't it good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's good to have you along, folks, with your popcorn and your maybe your Reese's Pieces you're eating there, a little treat when you sit back with no mask on, enjoying Auto World. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. I'm glad you're here. I'm very proud to have you here and honored to have you take time out of your busy schedule and your life to come into my world, my Auto World. And we're in the newsroom here this week and in the Auto World Plaza, because there's been news all over the place this last week. Some weeks you think, I'm so sick and tired of news. Oh, no, no. When it comes to automotive, we need more news. We need to know what's up in front of us, out the windshield, the windscreen. And even when you're looking in the rearview mirror, what's behind you? Say goodbye, wave, bye to the bad stuff. Now onto the hill. We're up the hill halfway. Let's go. I just pulled away from the curb, so that means one thing. That means it's time to read some of your emails that's been coming into here, into the Auto World email. And that is that address again. I want to hear from you. Your stories about maybe your first car. Maybe the car that you just hated, the lemon you've had. But truthfully, with that said, I really do want to hear about the brand new car you bought. Oh, I love the new smell, don't you? Dang it, I hate it when the smell goes away. Okay, let's get to the email bag here to the left of me. I'm going to find in there right now. Oh, man, this thing is too big. I shouldn't have jumped in. I'm kind of stuck. Way out. There it is. I got one. I had to climb out of the thing. It's getting so big. See, that's what my problem is. I got to keep sharing more and more of your emails to get the bag a little bit smaller. Anyway, again, with Auto World, you can email me at autoworldradio
yahoo.com. And a little housekeeping again, go over to Facebook, Mark Evans, go to Facebook, Auto World Radio. You'll love what's going on with Auto World Radio Facebook. And again, the website is up. The address on the autoworldmedia.com. That's the address, autoworldmedia.com. More to come, of course, on that, and we're going to keep adding and adding and adding. But, yeah, you're more than welcome to go over there and take a look. Appreciate that. Let's get to the emails. Okay. Okay. Now, with email, if you do not want me to read it on the air, please just put on there, don't read on the air. It's as simple as that. And if you don't say anything, I might read it. So I always like to have permission to, I don't want to trespass into your property. So your email is your property. I'll read it, fix it, call you, email you, whatever you'd like. But well, this one looks like I can read it. Let's read it. Let's go. Let's get some cars fixed. Here, Mark, here on Auto World. Okay, it says, hey, Mark, this is Judy from Oklahoma. Oh, Oklahoma, let's do a shout-out. Got to find that horn for those shout-outs, too. Okay, let's do a shout-out to our station in Oklahoma, KZLS, 1640 AM, The Eagle. That's what they're known for. That's what they're, The Eagle. And also their FM, 99.7. A shout-out to KZLS, 1640 AM, The Eagle, Oklahoma City, Edmond, Norman, Stillwater, and all the little towns in between. Welcome to Auto World. Good to have you along, and thank you, Judy, for tuning in and turning me on. Now, hey, Mark, this is Judy from Oklahoma. Awesome show. Help! Well, thank you. Thank you, Judy, first off, foremost. My car overheated last week, according to the gauge. I didn't smell anything different than normal. I did drive it home about maybe 5 minutes away. I shut it off and I got out and didn't see any leaks underneath. With the gauge about one notch up from normals where it's been riding, that's why I'm saying it's overheating. My husband, when I got home, went out, as I asked him to, went out and checked the antifreeze level and it seemed to be normal. But when he pulled the dipstick out, I had a lot of white on it. So my question to you is, what is it? Question mark. And what might be wrong? Question mark. Thank you and have a wonderful week. Judy in Oklahoma. Well, thank you, Judy. Appreciate it. I'm going to have more than a wonderful week. I'm going to match you with 1 week and add another week. Let's do months. No, Judy, let's just do years. We're going to all have a good year. See, that's how we do that. Judy, you're a charter member now of Auto World. Appreciate you now coming in and from Oklahoma with an email. Appreciate that. Now, white. Okay, you overheated. It overheated on you. And it's hot underneath the collar. Okay. And you said now your husband came out and pulled the dipstick. Okay. And that dipstick, he found it. Yes, okay. And he pulled it. And that dipstick is the measurement of the oil in the engine. And you say he found the word... a lot of white on it. Okay, white. Oh, no. Well, good news, Judy. Good news. Good news in this, because white on your dipstick means you have a lot of mayonnaise, and if you've got mayonnaise, you can have a bologna sandwich. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, now, or a turkey sandwich, or just a regular old sandwich with, put some mustard on there, a little yellow and some white, and you get yourself I recommend some whole wheat bread on that, too. Judy, I hate to tell you, you got mayonnaise in your engine. No, and you can't bottle it and sell it because that engine will not provide enough mayonnaise for the world. Judy, stop clowning around. I will. Judy, you got no good news. You got water / antifreeze in the oil is what's going on. Now, that white on the dipstick that your husband pulled that dipstick out on, if you would ask Judy, your husband, to do that again, and I want that engine and that car. You didn't tell me the year, make, and model. Doesn't matter. The only thing is you got mayonnaise in there, and that's all that matters. And that's what you're emailing us about. Well, that is, again, juice called in your oil, causing the oil to foam, turning it into white mayonnaise. Not fun at all. And so you've more than likely, you've got a blown head gasket, Judy. I hate to tell you that. And again, or blown head gaskets. And what happens is there's a couple things you can do. First off, ask your husband to pull the dipstick out again after your vehicle's been parked all night long. That means the oil's drained all the way down to the bottom of the crankcase. I don't know how many miles you have on it. You didn't say anything there. But if you've got a lot of miles on an older vehicle it had a breather cap where you pull the breather cap off to put to add oil. That's, I'm talking old. Now I'm talking 60s, 70s, 80s. Stops at 90s. Let's just go back to the 80s. So if you're driving an older vehicle here, Judy, and the you've got this blow-by, they call it, PCV valve, positive crankcase ventilation. It's a little valve. It's hooked to vacuum on the carburetor. Yes, folks, carburetor. And yes, folks, if you've got a newer car, it's fuel injected. Don't think for one second you don't have a PCV valve, because, Judy, they all have your PCV valve. And so what I'm saying, if the PCV valve, folks, is worn out, plugged up, not sucking correctly, to do what? What it does is it's PCV, positive crankcase ventilation. It has to suck up. See, as the crankshaft and the motor's turning and spinning, it's pumping that oil through the engine like oil pressure, like blood pressure in your body. Now, the thing with an engine, though, that we don't have going on in our bodies is when the oil returns back to the oil pan, it's basically doing what? You got it going in and going out, going in. And it's actually causing ventilation. It's causing some pressure ventilation in the bottom of the oil pan. So what they've done is it comes up to the top of the engine, causing that, like that's what I'm saying on that, Judy, that old breather element. You'll have white, kind of like white mayonnaise foam, like your husband found on the dipstick. So if the PCV valve isn't working, then it can't suck it back through the PCV valve up through the carburetor or the fuel injection that these folks out, all of you out there have in the new cars, and it doesn't suck it through the air intake and burn it through the combustion chamber and out the exhaust again. It basically tries to find an escape hole. At this point, Judy, it probably found your dipstick tube and escaped up through that tube. So if your husband goes back out, pulls a dipstick out, and finds out that I need to know if the mayonnaise you have is on the end of the dipstick in the oil or is on the side of the dipstick. Oh, mayonnaise, I love it. On a turkey sandwich only, though. Not in an engine, but on a turkey sandwich. Oh, I love it. We're going to take a short break. Come back. Thank you, Judy, for the email. Let us know. Everybody wants to know. Do a follow-up. Thank you. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Metal, a lot of metal on those satellites. Oh, yeah. And the Chrysler Newports, full back seat, pillow bucket seats in the front. Oh, bench seat, not buckets, bench. Hey, welcome back. Does everybody know what time it is? It's AW time, Auto World time. Welcome back into the newsroom right here in the Auto World Plaza. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. It's time now to talk a little bit more about that horse, that picture of that horse and cars that I put up there on my Facebook page, Mark Evans, and, of course, welcome you over to the Facebook page of Auto World Radio. Take a look at that horse. What? Horse? Yeah, Churchill? Well, Churchill Capital. Folks, a little bit more news about this. Churchill Capital, of course, is looking to acquire Lucid Motors. And Lucid Motors, of course, is who is Lucid Motors? You've heard, and they're often on the stock market, of course, Churchill Capital. And no, I'm not going to be buying any stock there, but they're talking about some big, big money for Lucid Motor Company. Third hour, we're going to be talking a little bit more about Lucid Motor Company and what kind of car they have. It's a luxury car. But according to the news reports, Lucid Motor focuses, of course, on the luxury segment of the passenger EV market. Yes, electric again, coming your way. But I guess this deal is supposed to be worth $15 billion. So, yeah, EVs pretty serious anymore. So if you're thinking there that your diesel truck guys, gals, and your gas truck cars, gals, guys, everybody, is the one to have, think again. Electric's coming your way. Now, here's a little bit of news. The second hour, I always like to give each and every one of you, each hour that you listen to, some different type of news, of course. Well, the CEO of who? I said Churchill Capital. Peter Ralston was previously responsible for developing the Model S with Tesla. Did I just say that? I did. Oh, so he got hired away. The CEO of Churchill Capital, Peter Ralston, was previously responsible for developing the Model S with Tesla. Just so happens, as I read in the first hour, that what kind of recall did we talk about? Your Tesla S has got a recall. The screen in the center is going black on you. So, Peter,
let's get this fixed over on the Lucid side, Churchill Capital side, would you please? Okay, that's a little bit of news there on the Churchill and the horse, horses and cars, horses and trucks, horse power. Why not, huh? Well, hey, I want to do a shout out to each and every one of you, our listeners, our emailers, each and every one of you. Shout out to you because I said a shout out to all of you. Why? Because a lot of you are emailing me and thanking. I want to thank you for the email, but also telling me in your emails that your station that you're listening to me on is only taking the show for an hour or even 2 hours, and that you're not getting the third hour, and you're missing the third hour, and or you're missing the second hour. And I'm getting these emails from you with that. And I do want to, you know, I can't fix it unless I know. See, it's kind of like a car. If you don't come into the repair shop to get your car looked at, maintained, preventive maintenance maintained, then the doctor called the mechanic, the technician can't really help your car. So with our affiliates, please, you know, I'm very honored for all these emails, and I'm sorry that you might only be getting 2 hours or 1 hour, and you'd like more. And thank you. I do appreciate that. With that, call your local radio station that you're listening to right on, right here, right now. Come the time that you can, it's convenient for you, and do a shout out for Auto World. And you never know, you might be listening to me on that third hour or that hour that you're not getting. And for you folks that are listening to Auto World on a delay station, remember the email, please. What I'm saying is, if you call in and you don't get anybody, that means you're listening on a delayed station, probably in your lunch hour. And I do appreciate that. Thank you. On Monday or Tuesday or whatever day you're listening, and do email me. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I'll get you fixed. I guarantee you one thing, I'll get you fixed. That's all there is to it. 40-plus years of doing her. So with that said, let's get to that one little item that you've been thinking about, and that's called the Auto World Little Car Fact from the newsroom. Oh, yeah, I love the little car, Auto World Little Car Fact. The Amaral car. Amaral car. 1925. Amaral car. Yes, it was a sports car in France back in the day. And, well, it was known as something to do with a Bugatti. Well, yeah, let's find out. The CGS Amaral car was nicknamed the poor man's Bugatti. There it is. In its native France, and was among the most successful small sports car of its day. The Amaral car marquee took its name from the founders, Mr. Acker and Joseph Lanner, and was intended to fit into the low-tax cycle car bracket back in that day, which basically had a maximum weight of 770 pounds. Oh, my. But when the Amaral car entered the low-priced sports car market, inspired by the sporting, well, the designer, Andrew Maru, he won the 1922 Peru, I'm butchering the name here, of course, light car race in Amaral. In this car, the weight considerations were abandoned in the search for performance, so it didn't have enough weight. The CGS of 1924 scaled 992 pounds. They upped the weight in this bad boy so he could drive it. Of course, despite the lightweight body still, the Amaral car promoted its small sports car with a million-franc racing budget. That's it. Oh, that's not a lot of money. Oh, yeah, it was back in that day. My God, 1925? Well, the pressed steel front suspension of the leaf springs, the rear suspension was a quarter epic leaf spring, four-wheel drum brakes that weighed 992 pounds, four-cylinder, and it was water-cooled, believe it or not, and side valve four-cylinder. Now, with that said, a side valve, that means those valves, those intake and exhaust valves, folks, go out the side, not the top. Most of your engines today, of course, are all out the top of your engines, or in the top, are in the head. Four-cylinder side valve, very unique. The top speed, you say? Ask. Mm-hmm. The first guy here in the first row, what's the top speed of that Amaral car? 75 miles an hour. That's not too bad for 1925. Now, I do have a little bit of, well, I do have the news. News again from the newsroom here in Auto World. The news of how much did it cost in 1926. $1,100 for this Amaral car out of France, a sports car. CGS was the model. Beautiful looking car, blue, red seat, four wheels all the way around it. And it was quite interesting because it shows here that it had two spare tires. So wire, very small bicycle type wheels on it with the wire spokes. Beautiful little car. That's your little Auto World car fact. for this week here on Auto World. And again, each and every hour is different each week. And what makes it that way is you, folks. Again, I want to thank you for becoming part of Auto World and sharing your thoughts. Your praise is really honored, and I do welcome it, and I do appreciate that. Little trivia before the garage door starts to roll down here on Auto World for the second hour. In 1975, American car registrations, folks, passed the 100 million mark for the first time in automotive history. That was back in 1975. Car registrations passed the 100 million mark. That's a lot of cars. Sometimes I'm wondering how they keep bringing us all these new brands and car companies. The third hour, give you a little teaser. We're going to talk a little bit more about that horse and cars, the Churchill Capital. But they keep bringing us more. Now we're cars, models, companies. It hasn't slowed up. It kind of reminds me of the early days when you had Durant and all these gentlemen and families had their personal name involved and was building cars, bringing you, well, new stuff back then. Well, they're doing that for us. We're the winners, aren't we? Appreciate it. Well, now the third hour, give you a little teaser. We're going to talk a little bit about chemicals. So the third hour is something about chemicals for your car, in your car, around the repair shop, chemicals you're going to need in your garage to help you keep your car maintained correctly and make it will last longer. You ever had a dead battery? Oh, I've got a little chemical word we're going to talk about. That's for the third hour. And I've got an Auto World tip coming your way for the third hour, too. So with that said, garage door's now getting ready to close. Darn it. Well, see you the third hour, of course. I want to thank everybody, of course, makes this Auto World happen. Axelrod Alex, thank you, the producer of the show. And, of course, Lug Nutley, the program director and marketing manager. We can't forget T-Bird Ted, founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My makeup artist, Lion Lucy, of course, my personal chauffeur that got me here today. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Thank you, Sammy. Know-it-all Jay, Loudmouth Jay, and Loudmouth Gender, of course, here. Keeps the microphone from being all greased up. Absolutely. And don't forget, Bentley Bryan, bending the rules right there at Genesis Communications Network. Keep that website rocking. Drive safe. Motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.